In a few minutes, a different kind of recidivism in America's prison system. I'm not talking about prisoners coming back for more. It's about keeping prison guards from turning back into civilians. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. According to the Financial Times today, Amazon is close to entering the on-demand music market as soon as next month. It would join a crowded space that includes the likes of Spotify and Tidal. Marketplace's Rima Kreis is following this from our Los Angeles newsroom. Hi, Rima.
Hey, David.
Sounds like Amazon's finalizing a deal with some major labels here.
Yeah, they are. Amazon's service would reportedly give subscribers unlimited ad-free music. You know, play it anywhere you want, online or offline. And in terms of price, Amazon would charge customers $9.99. And David, if that number sounds familiar, it's because that's also what Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, and Google Play all charge.
Now, I was on Amazon the other day, and I already was able to stream some music. Aren't they already in the music streaming business?
Yeah, they are. But that streaming service is only a thing for Amazon Prime subscribers, and that library isn't nearly as expansive when you compare it to others. So it's likely Amazon's new service will have much more to offer. Also, Amazon is reportedly going to roll out a second cheaper streaming service that would be only $5 a month, but you need to own an Echo, which is Amazon's voice-controlled speaker. I talked with George Howard, who teaches music business management at Berklee College of Music, and he says the Echo is what would differentiate Amazon from, say, Apple.
And it's just because it's so darn simple to walk into a room and say, Alexa, play Dave Brubeck, and it just sort of magically happens. The Amazon Echo is the growth point.
Right now, Spotify and Apple Music are definitely in the lead when it comes to this space. Apple Music has about 15 million customers. Spotify has double that number. And when you look at streaming as a whole, I mean, it's huge. It generated $2.4 billion last year. That was the music industry's single biggest source of revenue.
Marketplace's Rima Kreis, thanks. Mylan, the company that makes EpiPens, said this morning it will now sell a generic version of its life-saving injectable anti-allergy medication for $300 instead of $600 for a set of two. The pharmaceutical company had been facing questions of price gouging after the New York Times figured out that Mylan had raised the cost of those things by 550% over 8 years, even though the underlying medicine isn't new or particularly expensive. What's with this odd strategy of a company making a generic of its own product? Dan Mendelson is president of the healthcare consulting firm Avalere Health.
It's very uncommon. We've seen it happen perhaps a couple of times before. And I think they're really looking for a solution that is going to fuel the public interest. This is a product that used to have competition. And when the competition dissolved in the market and the price went up, there was a lot of criticism. And what we're seeing here is kind of the next phase in the manufacturer figuring out a way forward.
I suppose for those especially concerned about the rising costs of medicine, it might be better if a different company offered a generic.
The market for these medications is definitely complex, and when competition leaves, prices go up. And we see that really throughout the marketplace, and it's really kind of the imperative is to make sure that you have good competition in the market, and that's the way the system works. And in times when you don't have competition, the system does not work the way that the public expects it to.
So you think cutting this by half is enough? I just did the calculation on inflation in the 8 years during which EpiPens got 550% more expensive. Inflation only went up 12%.
This is going to be an issue ongoing, not only for this one manufacturer, but also really for every other company in the marketplace in the next couple of years as we move through this electoral cycle.
All right, Dan Mendelson at Avalere Health. Always good to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you, too.
Now, if you run a small business, you know that payroll services do not come cheap. Imagine the federal government, 2 million employees and 5 payroll providers. Now the feds want to streamline things, as Sally Herships reports.
Writing even one paycheck involves a lot more than just writing a check. There is complicated math to be done.
You know, you might have a city tax, you might have a county tax, you might have a state tax, and you would certainly have a federal tax.
Michael Fawcett is with G2 Crowd, a website that reviews business-to-business software, like the kind that calculates payroll taxes so you don't have to. Fawcett says the industry for payroll software is probably worth $6 billion.
But if you look at the other piece of it, the payroll services market, that's about an $80 billion business.
So the people you pay to pay your people.
That's exactly right.
Peter Christie is with 451 Research. He says the industry as a whole is facing a big change.
In the past, if you wanted to run this kind of application, you might have to run it yourself literally on a computer in your office.
But now, Christie says, companies are trying to make pay more efficient by moving to the cloud. But Michael Fawcett says any payroll changes have to be done correctly, because if you want to make workers angry, mess with their pay. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Now to that different kind of recidivism in America's prison system, not prisoners. The next story is about prison guards getting all trained up for that job, even as many are quitting. The Florida Department of Corrections plans to hire 4,000 new officers by next summer, but prison staffing is a little like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. Alisa Roth reports.
One of the first things I noticed driving up to these prisons, Dade and Homestead, were the ads. They were stuck like campaign signs into the lawns around the entire perimeter. Now hiring, they said. A phone number was printed in big red letters. The ads aren't new. Here's a TV ad the department ran a couple of years ago.
It's a career of pride.
It's a career of strength.
Character.
Honor. Courage.
The Florida Department of Corrections. It's a career of courage.
Captain Cheryl Marshall is in charge of recruiting for prisons in the southern part of the state.
The department holds job fairs statewide. Also, we get invited to different events within a community.
She always carries business cards in case somebody stops her when she's at lunch. And she encourages officers to tell their family and friends. But it's hard when the starting salary is $28,000 a year.
What I tend to do, I try to take the focus off the pay and just focus on the benefits that the department offers.
She says the biggest benefit is there's room for promotion, and officers can transfer to prisons all over the state.
So if you just be patient, you will be rewarded in the long term.
Marshall says hiring is actually the easy part.
We don't have a problem with finding the applicant. It's unfortunately retaining them.
The department's turnover rate is 22%. The legislature commissioned an independent study that found low pay was a significant barrier to keeping officers. Carl Becker is one of the consultants who worked on the report. At a legislative hearing in January, he testified that many officers were getting hired away to work in county jails.
In effect, the department's serving as a training ground for many of the large metro counties for their hiring.
The 4,000 recruits are not new positions. The department's trying to fill the vacancies it has and to prepare for turnover in the future. In Homestead, Florida, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
And there's word this morning that amid all the heat over what it charges for life-saving EpiPens, Mylan Pharmaceuticals will now market a generic version for half off, $300 for a two-pack instead of $600. Mylan has been taking intense heat after the New York Times noticed the company had increased the cost by 550% over 8 years. The devices are handy and life-saving for people in danger of going into shock after, say, a bee sting. Until today, Mylan had been energetically defending its pricing. Mylan's stock was up more than 1% in early trading. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM. American Public Media.